not snowing yet.
No.
But it will be. A winter storm is expected to impact the state today through tomorrow. Litchfield County is going to be under a winter storm warning starting at 10 a.m. Dozens of districts announced school cancellations ahead of the storm. Call us if something's open.
Yeah, just curious. Besides 7-Eleven.
What school district would say, yeah, I know, they're all out, but we're going in.
The Yucatan school.
Yeah. I want to know if there's a school district where someone says, no, I'm standing my ground.
That's right, and we went to school, and you'll go to school, too, and like it. Bill's character.
We're not going to do what everybody else is doing.
We're the rebel school, damn it. We're old school.
We're tough in this town.
We're old school.
We're old school.
School.
Yeah. So, it's going to be fine. And then after the morning commute, it's going to start snowing. It's going to move from west to east, which is left to right. It should be snowing statewide between 9 and 1. Sleet and freezing rain in the afternoon as temperatures gradually rise throughout the day and night. The mix will switch over to rain. I don't know. Doesn't feel like there's going to be anything on the ground after all this.
No. About the same 1 to 3 and 3 to 6. And the 6 plus will be Litchfield area.
Hey, I'm happy that a storm so pathetic can get so much attention. That
right.
Just, you know, remember last winter it was snow on top of snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they call this one winter storm? Meh.
Yeah, something like this we'd be like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. A dusting.
Yeah. Meh.
Meh. We're just doing meh.
All right. Well, it'll probably be light because everybody's not doing anything today.
No.
And then, closings and delays, right? Mm-hmm. Not one phone call from anyone saying, yeah, my school's open.
Yeah.
Haven't
seen any delays either. They'll say closed.
Well, yeah, a delay would be stupid.
Right.
Let's wait, and we'll drive you in during the storm.
As it gets closer, we'll move you in.
Yeah, we'll wait until it snows.
Oh, wait,
then, then we're going to drive you in.
Hang on, the dangerous school says delays.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, did you just say that the storm is going left to right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Does that change things?
Never mind.
Yep.
Dad, Daddy.
It's early. Goodbye.
Dad. You think?
She's hanging up on herself.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Dooney!
I was getting ready to harass you about something, but I found out you were right. Boy, that really sucks, don't it?
That's the worst feeling ever.
Yeah!
The only thing that would have made that call better is if she got into it. If she didn't, the light bulb didn't go on.
Right.
Yeah,
if there was a delay with her.
Yeah.
Like 40 more seconds.
Yeah. Just come on.
All right, you're going to think I'm making this up.
You're making this up.
We have a new attorney general in Connecticut. So Democratic senators believe they have a better chance of passing legislation that seeks to limit what employers can say to employees in the workplace.
Yay.
Doesn't this make sense with everything that's going on that they look at this? No, it doesn't. Exactly. Senate President Martin Looney.
Looney!
Looney?
Looney. Hey, foul Looney.
Hi, I'm Senator Looney.
He's so loony.
I live up to my name.
Democrat New Haven. Which, by the way, he's been in there before the invention of dirt.
And crazy town. Now, Looney.
The invention of dirt.
That friggin' guy.
His eyebrows could talk.
He said they haven't asked Attorney General William Tong for a formal opinion, but we'll be discussing the issue with him. Listen to this. Quote, we think it's clearly constitutional in that there should be no bar to it. This is really an issue of basic fairness. Looney said there are still reasonable ways for employers to contact employees outside of forcing them to attend a meeting.
Yay! No more meetings.
Meetings when you're having a party for someone, you mean?
Nah, meetings.
Meetings? Oh, real meetings. Okay. Not the, hey, it's a party.
No, I just,
have to go.
You know. What? So with everything that's going on, let's prevent businesses from having meetings with their employees.
Right.
Okay.
Looney.
I know. I know.
Looney.
I know.
Looney. Hey, foul Looney.
Wow. You know, there's that whole budget thing.
Yes.
Like, can you guys take a look at that? There's the whole businesses moving out because this place isn't friendly to businesses.
Yeah, there's a whole big raging fire right over here. Hey, but let's water the garden.
I have an answer to make Connecticut more business friendly. Let's tell employers that they can't meet with their employees. That sounds good, right, everybody?
That's a
loony. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's with me?
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a loony idea, sir.
I mean, if it frees up the afternoon, I'm good.
Yeah.
Pam's cool with it.
Oh, see, there's people people who love this.
Right. They're loony.
Apparently, the people making the jobs, though, not going to love it so much.
No.
Man, like, if you cured cancer, right?
Uh-huh.
If you were able to control the weather, if you solved the homeless problem and fed the hungry, if children weren't getting abused, then I would say, yeah, let's talk about these meetings.
Right, yeah. Everything else has been solved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we going to do now? Our work is done here.
That wall got built. There's no more nuclear weapons, stuff like that.
Right. All the problems of the world has been solved. What are we going to do now?
I was wondering when we're going to get to this part, you know, because it's really been a big problem.
Yes. You can, like, scroll out a list of things that should be done in Hartford, right?
Yes.
And that scroll would roll all the way to California.
Yes, it would.
And somewhere on the end where it rolls into the ocean, California.
Right, yeah.
Would be meetings with employees.
Right.
That's where it'd be on the list.
Just past Pascagoula.
Jeez. Wow.
Mm. You're right. Maybe it's starting from the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Working my way up.
That's
what it is. It's a confidence booster. We'll take care of the minimal BS stuff at the bottom of the list and work our way up.
Yeah, let's goals. Knock off all the stuff no one cares about first.
We're going to set goals.
Yeah.
We're going to start at the bottom.
We got to pace ourselves.
Work our way up because we're all brand new over here. Let's
not get crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this way we actually did something. The folks will love us.
This must be their way of saying, man, we need a distraction.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we have no real good answers on the budget, so... maybe we'll just talk about meetings. I don't know.
Brilliant.
Or they just had a meeting and they all were like, you know what? That could have just been an email.
Right.
Yeah,
let's complain about it. Oh, I have the perfect way to.
Oh, I felt that way many, many times. Like, I drove in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I sat for an hour and you could have sent me a 5-item email, 5 bullet points, and I got it.
Even a conference call would work.
Yeah. But you know what? It's good to get everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have pizza.
I bitch about it, but then I'll see Lappy and people I never see. I'm like, yeah, that was good.
Right.
And there's normally cake, so.
But whatever. I do realize there are stupid meetings.
There are stupid meetings.
But who the hell went up to Hartford and said, yes, I would like a rule against, because you got to go before a committee and you got to like pitch.
Voice everybody's desk.
I think that these meetings are abusive of my time. Would you rather be working?
Yeah, somebody greenlit at POS.
Really?
Yep.
This is a break in the day, people.
All right.
Yeah. You bring your paper and your pen, you act like you're making notes, and then you never look at that piece of paper again.
No. Nope.
It's the American way.
I was drawing an airplane in a house.
Yeah. I'd rather be sitting in my cubicle. I'd rather be in the shop drilling more holes in this panel.
I wrote Motley Crue on mine.
Yeah. Let me run on the excavator. No! It's a break. It's a paid break.
All right, getting things done.
The insanity is it comes while the state's on fire.
Yes. Like, well, this is never going to put itself out, so let's get something small.
Our problems are too big.
Right.
So we're going to look at other things.
I mean, we could try and fight this big fire, or we could plant a new garden over here.
Yeah. Look, this is like when you ask your kid to clean the room and the room is such a freaking mess, they just turn on the TV.
Yep.
You come back like an hour later, it's like, how's it? What's going on here?
Wait.
I didn't even know where to start.
Right.
I got overwhelmed.
I got overwhelmed. Weighing my options. Do I really want to live here?
I'm planning it.
But what's funny is if you try to explain this, let's just say you go on vacation, right?
Okay.
And you're sitting, where are you from? Connecticut. Yeah, so what's in the news today in Connecticut? Well, we have this senator named Looney. And, you know, in the midst of the worst budget crisis in the history of the state, he's proposed legislation that would prevent companies from having meetings with their employees.
Right.
Hmm.
You know, the companies.
Well, what's the business climate like? Well, they're leaving. They're all leaving.
Right. The companies that are still here haven't left yet or are packing right now as we speak.
Doop-a-doop-a-doo, doi-da-doi-da-doi.
The next meeting is, all these empty buildings.
That's why they don't want them meeting, because they're like, if we get them together, they're all going to say, we should move out of Connecticut.
I think we stumbled upon that.
Mm.
This is, so what happens right before they leave? Well, sir, they all have a meeting.
Ah! No! Stop
and
them!
They talk about how bad it is here.
No! First we get rid of first we get rid of the meeting, then we nail their doors shut.
That's it. All right, see? Now it makes sense.
Now you just can't leave.
All right. Good job there in Hart.
All right. Then they come to the bikes and run away.
Sayonara,
they are a motley crew.
We're out of here!
See ya!
Suckers!
Sayonara!
Allie in Wallingford.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Let me help you out for Valentine's Day because I'm a professional waitress and have been a waitress for years. I equate Valentine's Day to like St. Patrick's Day, New Year's Eve. It's total amateur night and it's full of a lot of bull crap on my side. I want you and like anybody else who goes out on Valentine's Day, there's a couple of things you need to know. Everybody goes out on Valentine's Day. You're not going to get your champagne or glass of wine in 3 minutes. It's going to be super busy. Your steak probably isn't going to be done how you want it. It's one of those where the one time some dude jipped me on a tip because I didn't bring him his third basket of breadsticks. Like, you got to be freaking kidding me. You're just trying to fill up. And at this point, I expect a good tip because now I can't be with my significant other on Valentine's Day.
But you signed up for that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's your job.
I know. But you can at least give me a good tip and not jip me because you didn't get your third basket of breadsticks.
Oh, like, the breadsticks.
Come on.
Tip or demand it.
Makes sense.
Like a shakedown.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to kick him in the shin. And it's not going to be overly romantic because we're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off just to make sure that everybody's eggplant parm gets down on the table within 20 minutes.
Right.
I see it's red. So yeah.
Okay. So you're saying if you're going out for Valentine's Day, be prepared.
Right. And don't go to her restaurant.
Don't expect it to be perfect.
Right. Don't have Allie.
Well, you can get me, but you can at least hit me for the third basket of breadsticks.
That's really a good tip.
Right. Ask who your server is.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I'm going to be...
No,
you're not.
Oh, God.
No.
That's I got that thing I got to do.
I heard you on the show.
I got that thing I got to do. I got to go.
No.
The kids
give me someone else.
Right.
Because I like bread.
Yeah.
I'm a really good waitress every other day of the year.
Just don't do it...
Every other day.
On Valentine's Day. Okay. So,
yes.
That works.
Now I don't even want to go out.
Right. I'm going to stay home. I think I peed a little.
You're making me scared.
Yeah.
Pick the 15th.
All right.
The original.
I'm going to take the 15th. She knows.
It's a Friday night. Yeah.
She knows way too much. I'm going to take the 15th.
Thank you.
Okay. If you do go out on the 14th, get ready for your food to be done incorrectly, your order to be wrong.
Right.
Your waitress to be annoyed if her name is Allie.
And then she's going to give you a heart-shaped cake with a knife right smack in the middle of it.
That's why you better make up for it when you get home, because you're going to get cold chicken and a late drink.
Gotcha. I'm staying home.
All right. I'm making a note here. All right.
Well, thank you, Allie, for showing us the error of our ways.
I kind
of
want to know where you work, just so I know where not to go.
I'm just going
to
ask from now on, are you Allie?
Yeah.
Everywhere. Every restaurant.
Just don't seat me wherever Allie is. All right. Thank you, Allie. Thank you for the warning.
And good luck out there.
You're welcome.
Let's talk to the weather expert, Scott Haney, Channel 3. Hey.
Well, you better talk to somebody else if you want an expert.
Anyway, you're just being humble. He's lost his mind, he has.
Lost my mind. How are you?
There's a lot of that going on this morning. We were talking to waiters and waitresses about Valentine's Day, and they don't sound thrilled.
No, what? They're not getting good tips, or?
Well, no, they're just
being harassed.
They're giving advice to the folks going out, like be patient, don't be a jerk.
You mean for Valentine's Day or today?
For Valentine's Day.
Every day, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I could get a date, I'd appreciate that.
There you go, see?
Mm. Paul broke up with his partner.
Really?
Really?
Uh-oh. Scuttlebutt.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
That's okay. Yes, you
before
are.
Before Valentine's Day.
We didn't hear anything.
No. So, My plan is working to lure him back in.
The voodoo doll is working.
I saw your Instagram post that you guys were hanging together.
Yeah, no, we're just good friends. So, you know what the thing was? He was teaching me about Instagram. So I was like, well, we got to take a picture because I got to learn how to post a picture. He's like, well, let's take the picture of the two of us. So we took a picture of the two of us, and that's the photo we posted.
Yeah, and what was the caption? It was something like catching up with the ex.
Catching up with the ex, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
You're waiting for a show.
Well, you got a good memory.
Well, you don't post a lot. So when I see a post from you, so I've seen two posts from you.
Yes.
One with your hand with two keys
yes.
for the closing.
And did I not text you immediately after my closing, as I promised I would?
And you did. I was very excited. And Jennifer and I have a housewarming gift for you.
I'm so excited. I can't. What's his name?
Is it more keys? It's a key finder.
It's a key. Yeah, exactly.
That's
it's a key finder.
Right.
It's a fake rock.
Right.
Well, congratulations on the Fire Island
thing.
And this is exciting news with Paul. So.
No, they're going to remain good friends too. I don't know what happened, but
yes, you do.
So much friendship.
He is going to kick my butt for sharing that news on the air. Oh my God, I'm in
is
trouble.
A good thing or bad thing?
this would be new ground for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've never gone on the air on television or anything and talked about your life.
No, never.
Exactly. No, I know, never. And considering he hosted Better With Me yesterday, and he's hosting again today.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. So, they like him over here at Channel 3, so I better.
Yeah, this is all them.
Right there.
Yeah. You're not going to the booker saying, I want Paul.
No, I don't have any control. No.
Anytime Kara's out.
No, Kara's sick. She's under the weather. She's got, I don't know what the heck. She's got the crud.
Under the Channel 3 weather.
Under the Channel 3 weather. Yes. And speaking of weather.
All right. Hold on 1 second before we get to that.
Yeah.
We have to have a Dennis House Instagram intervention.
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I care about him, and we just all need to tell him it's enough with his pictures of himself.
And for me to say that.
It's too much. It's too much.
I am not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Everybody does. Yeah, and, you know, this is when friends have to be friends.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's too much. Someone's
okay.
got to tell him.
Well, it ain't going to be me.
Nope.
First of all, he has to have a wing of his house full of pictures of himself. Because everything that happens, he pulls out a picture of himself, whether it be a story from Detroit or Oprah, 9/11.
Aliens landing.
The royal wedding.
There's always some sort of connection.
So the Grammys, he had a picture of himself as a child playing guitar, and he posted Dennis House greatest hits.
Yep.
Oh my God. Okay. That's funny.
If you're friends with him, you people at Channel 3.
If you care.
We'll have a conversation with him.
Right.
And I say, I like Dennis. I think he's a great news person.
Yep.
Awesome Sunday show. I don't know.
Just tell him a surprise party for him. He'll show up.
Oh, my God.
Man, there's no birthday party for me in here.
I want to post funny stuff when he... I want to comment.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just know that it'll be taken the wrong way. Like, I want to make funny jokes in a loving way, but I know...
Yeah, that's what you do.
But it'll be read as I'm being a dick.
So what you do is you write them right, ha-ha, JK, at the end.
Yeah.
Or put the smiley face emoji in your gut.
Right, smiley face, right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The laughing emoji.
Do what you do, and you know.
There you go.
Because it works so well for him so far.
All right. I think that I should do the opposite of what I do.
What does Paul say?
You have to talk to Kara to talk to Dennis.
Okay, all right. You call Kara. I'll give you her number off the air.
I have
no problem.
Okay, call her.
All right.
Sick when I push and call her right now.
Sick, yeah. All right. So, weather?
Weather not good. Right now we're fine. There's no woes out there for you this morning. By about 9, 10 o'clock, you're going to start to see snow breaking out in Fairfield County. The snow continues to cross the state, and it snows from about 10, 11 o'clock until about 3:30, 4, and then we start to see a transition over to sleet and freezing rain for inland Connecticut, and then plain rain for the immediate shoreline. Now, the further north you go in our 4 southern counties, you can encounter sleet and freezing rain for a prolonged period of time, too. So we're looking for 1 to 3 inches of snow before the transition in the shoreline, 3 to 6 inches in central Connecticut before the changeover, and about 6+ inches in parts of northwest and northeast Connecticut up against the Mass border. This whole storm is a mess tonight with sleet and freezing rain, and then everybody goes over to plain rain late tonight through early tomorrow morning, and then that's how the storm makes an exit. It pulls on out of here, and then tomorrow will be a better day. But this evening's rush hour,
what was that show, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir from the 70s?
Exactly. Yeah. Riley?
Yep. Yeah.
I think he's a Connecticut native.
Really?
Yeah, he was. He's passed on. But
okay, now the ghost.
He was a funny man.
You know it's trouble when the weather guy says,
Exactly. When he breaks Charles Charles Riley, yes.
How does the commute look? Whoa.
That should be a weather term. How do you spell that?
Term is right.
Whoa.
Hang on a second.
No. But it doesn't hold now.
Okay, you interrupted me during radio, Joe.
Joe who?
Joe, our executive producer.
Yeah.
Joe Mama.
You have to yell at him every now and then to keep him in line.
Got to keep him in line.
Just throw a shoe at him.
Scott, this is
a good Valentine's Day opportunity for you with Paul.
It is.
No.
You sure?
Positive.
No, you frame it like this. Look, you're not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. Let's not do anything together.
Right. Nice.
And then I'll say, let's call the whole thing off. You say tomato, I say tomato. No, we're not going there.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. But if it does, I'll keep you posted. Oh, that's funny.
You know, it's funny because it's mixed emotions, right? You're sad for Paul, but then you're happy for yourself.
Right. I'm totally very sad for Paul because I think, you know, his partner was a really nice guy, and you know, there was time differences and distance, and you know, there's just I guess certain things that just couldn't work out. But
I'm so sad for you.
Stop it, AJ.
No,
unbelievable.
We're sad, but yet encouraged.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We'll always remain good friends.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yes. That's perfect.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Let's leave it at that and get back to Dennis' house.
Right.
All right. Yes.
No. I'm kidding.
You guys don't see that stuff and say,
I don't follow. You know what? I don't look at, you know, I just post stuff. I don't really look at anything because I'm afraid of what people say. So I don't really look at it.
Well, I don't follow AJ.
No, he doesn't.
Seriously?
I don't want to see his feet because he likes to post his feet.
Oh.
I've done it on occasion, yes.
Oh.
Exactly.
I've done it on occasion, yes. Yeah. To be fair.
All right. Do you have nice feet, AJ?
I do, yes.
He's the first one to admit it.
Well, the doctor told me that, so.
What size?
9.5, 10.
Oh, I'm a 9. Right. Nine.
But he's an 11 in women's, which we learned the other day.
Right, because I had to walk a mile in his shoes.
Right, that's the only reason he knows.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, that's good. A good pump every now and then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you out on Friday night.
Helping people, you know, with the Rape Crisis Center.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, thank you.
And that's the only time you've ever worn women's shoes.
Except for the times I had to do it on the show on stage for a bit.
Right, for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Right. That you
times you weren't asked and you showed up dressed as a woman.
That you guys suggested.
Right.
And that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Hey, anytime.
Congratulations on the fire.
Thank you.
Yes,
be careful driving later today. It's going to get tough out there, folks.
Yeah, as Scott Haney said. Thank you, brother.
All right, goodbye.
All right. Yep. He's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good when you have a good week like that.
Yep.
Not saying that Paul breaking up with someone is like a good week or however that happens.
For him,
I don't
it is.
Know,
mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. Be honest.
Let's be honest.
Right.
Do you ever want to see your ex doing well?
No.
Of course not. Ever.
Yeah.
For some of us, he could have stopped at, do you ever want to see your ex?
Yeah, really.
That's true.
Yeah, really.
All right.
Yeah, can you move to another side of the planet?
Happy Valentine's Day.
There you go. Love's in the air.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert God, is on the show now. Any announcements?
Come on.
Well, I'll have to figure out if there are any announcements. I keep getting in trouble over this.
I know.
Yeah, I know. We love it.
We appreciate that. Valentine's Day is coming up. What was your wedding song?
My wedding song was Color My World by Chicago.
Wow. And you're good friends with Chicago.
Yeah, standard. Yep. Were you guys good friends at the time?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
But he actually had Chicago play.
Wait, did they perform
Probably.
It?
Probably.
No, they did not perform at the wedding. That would have been cool.
It was part of the tour. Look at the shirts at Jimmy's wedding. This center, that center, this center.
No tickets available.
Yeah.
The best that I've done is the Rascals performed at my daughter's bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. The Rascals, so good love.
How can I be sure?
Right.
It's a beautiful morning.
You want to be free.
It's a beautiful morning.
Grooving.
Jeez.
Nice.
Did you have to pay him?
No. No, I didn't have to pay him. And about three quarters through the set, my daughter comes up to me and says, when is this going to stop? I want my music back on again.
What was her music? What was her music back then?
It was hip-hop.
That's hysterical.
Interesting.
We have the Rascals playing.
Right.
Now, back to the iPad.
Yeah.
I had to explain to her who paid for the bar mitzvah, firstly.
All right.
And I said, and you're getting 3 hours of music, I'm getting 30 minutes of music.
Right. So.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a really good gift.
Relax.
Wow. That's hysterical.
Wasn't at the time.
No. No. No.
All right, so you'll check on announcements. We'll see what we can pull out.
I will check on announcements.
We'll see what we can pull out of you.
Right. Mustard.
Somebody asked me, handicap access tickets, what's the best way to get them? Box office or over the phone?
Oh, I definitely think the box office. I think you can buy them on Ticketmaster if they're available. I think you just check off handicap. I'm not really sure of that.
Right.
But just call the box office. The best thing. Whatever the concert is, just call the box office. Because we hold handicap tickets until we use them all up.
A Tribe member asked me about Rush. Will they ever be coming around again?
I really am thinking they might not. I'm shocked over it. And there was a rumor about 3 or 4 years ago that they might. But I'm thinking right now, I don't think we're going to see it anymore. What I don't understand is why they just don't tour. I guess it's Neil, it's the drummer, I guess. Like, why don't they just tour with a different drummer? I mean, with all due respect, how do you just retire from the job you love at a young age because the drummer doesn't want to play anymore?
He's beat.
It would be tough for them to play without Neil, though.
Seriously, I mean, that's what I look for is Neil.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's put it this way. Journey's performing without Steve Perry, and they're selling out arenas.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, they got a karaoke singer. But
But I did read that as well, that Neil is retired.
Yeah.
And he's not going on the road again.
That's he likes motorcycles and now and stuff.
That Getty and Alex will be doing projects together. They didn't say in the memo whether it'd be called Rush or not.
Right. It's called What's Your Rush? Slowing down now.
And then we have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame question for you, and we'll take some calls, too. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert got on. I know what you're thinking. Is it Thursday already?
Mm-hmm.
No. We're not going to be here Thursday,
right.
So we wanted to talk to Jimmy today.
Exactly.
We have a few announcements. They're hot off the presses.
Yes, yes. We have Godsmack coming into Mohegan Sun on July 26th. It's always a good show.
Godsmack.
And they're almost at the point of being a classic rock band, I think.
Right.
Right. Isn't that weird?
Yep.
Yeah. And a band that I would normally consider a classic rock band, I guess, because of me and my age, is Heart, which is coming to Xfinity on July 20th with Sheryl Crow.
That'll be a great show, and she has not lost a step with her voice.
No, not at all.
No. They're both really, really nice people. I got to know them a few years ago. Really nice people.
How's Cheryl?
Cheryl's a really nice person, too. I got to know her also. Really nice.
She had a whole thing with Eric Clapton, right? She dated Eric Clapton for a while?
Yeah, right after she sang with Michael Jackson in the old days.
Right, she also,
Michael Jackson's backup singer.
And she also had Lance Armstrong, too.
Yeah, no, we know that. Cheryl,
where's the circuit?
So Sheryl Crow was Michael Jackson's background singer?
Yes.
Huh. Oh, I never knew that.
Wow.
Yep.
I knew she did a lot of studio work. I didn't know she was... she on the Thriller album?
I don't know which album, though. I don't know Michael Jackson's music that well.
Yeah. Yeah, then she dated Eric Clapton for a while. And there's a lot of video footage of them playing together on stage.
I'd hope.
Yeah.
Well, she's a pretty good guitarist.
Now she's better. Slowhand showed a couple things.
So Sean in Bridgeport's on the line. What was he saying, Phil? Do we have to take the call, or can you just tell us?
Yeah, he was going to say that Rush is never going to tour without Neil.
How does he know that?
I think he's just saying from a fan, like, they can't put someone else on the kits other than Neil.
Actually, I had heard recently Geddy Lee mentioned that it's possible that him and Alex will do something together, you know, whether that's going to call it Rush or not, but they are going to do something together in the future.
I just said that in the last break.
Right.
So that was my question. Is it like a monthly thing?
Wait, did you hear it on the radio?
Yeah. Through my headphones.
I got my sources.
It's only a little while ago. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's hysterical. Did you just say F you to the camera?
No, I said I heard it earlier.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's true.
From an interview. I can actually find the clip. But
yeah. So Susie Quattro, Jimmy, recently said that she's tired of being polite when it comes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
As far as what?
Just, you know, not being nominated and, you know, kind of biting her lip. Now,
I'll admit she had a couple of good songs, but I think her more is being on Happy Days.
Exactly.
Anything else.
Yeah, she was Leather Tuscadero.
Yeah, right. That was her name. You got it.
Right. There was Pinky, and then there was Leather.
Totally he's the expert.
Yep.
He's the historian.
She did that thing when she walked in. She go. She smacked her leg twice and point. That was her saying, oh, hey, Mrs. C.
So you don't think that she has any right to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't think she has a right to even be nominated, no less elected.
Really? Damn. Even Aldo Nova's like, oh, no way.
So you'd be a no vote.
I would be shocked. I would be a no vote for sure. That would make it easy. I mean, with all due respect, she'll probably come and kick my butt now.
She'll go, hey, Jimmy.
Make sure you video it.
Leather Tuscadero here.
Yeah. She'll beat you with leather straps.
Exactly, yeah. Well, actually, I pay for that, but yeah.
And then AJ wanted to know about groupies.
Yeah, I mean, you've been backstage. So do you ever see anything crazy?
it's funny. I was just thinking about Susie Quattro. I actually double dated with her sister, but I can't remember her sister's first name.
So wait, it was you and your wife and who?
And my wife and Bruce, who was the manager of Deep Purple, and he was going out with Susie's sister. And I don't remember her name.
Trace Quattro.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a weird double date.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really. So, of course there were crazy stories on groupies, but it's always the wrap around Van Halen or they wrap around Motley Crue, because they were the two bands, in my opinion, that I saw play around groupies more than anything. And they literally would go out and David or a band member would point to somebody in the audience and nobody would know that they were pointing at all except people who knew, like me, and they'd point to somebody and a roadie would go out and they'd slip that person a backstage pass. To Jeez. Come backstage after the show.
Oh. Next thing you know, like, hey, look, they're right here. Cool.
And there was a line of women waiting to get backstage when the show ended. And the road manager would come look them over. Boy, this is very non-me too, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They would look them over, and he would choose who he thought the guys would like, and they would get backstage.
Wow.
Wow, so there's various filters.
Exactly, like American Idol.
There's a screening process.
Right. Yeah, you finally get your golden ticket to go inside.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You know, it's got to be the worst if you buy a ticket and you bring a date.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, she's gone.
Exactly. Yeah. She's backstage.
Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then she's gone.
Right. Do you wait for her? I mean, do you sit in the car while you're idling?
Call the police. Like, she's been in there a while.
Yeah, I don't know where she went. Yeah. She just disappeared.
They gave her a backstage pass. She disappeared.
And that happened. That's happened where we've had guys say, where's my date? And we'd have to go say, well, she's backstage. Well, let me go backstage. And we'd have to go. No, you don't have a pass.
Yeah, you don't have breasts.
Yeah. There's an anniversary of some fans getting stranded. What happened?
Yes, it was great. It's actually on my Jim Koppel Presents Archives page, an article written by somebody who I actually met again. She now works for Hartford Healthcare. But back in 1983, she worked for the Springfield newspaper, the Republican, and we had an Aerosmith Pat Travers band show at the Springfield Civic Center. And when everybody came in, it was basically just light flurries. And then all of a sudden, it just came crazy. And on top of that, Steven Tyler had trouble getting up from Long Island because the snowstorm started in the island. So he finally got there at around 11 p.m. to do the show.
Damn! Right.
And by the time the show ended at 12:45, there was like 10 inches of snow outside. And about 500 people from the audience couldn't get home, and remember, there were no cell phones then, so they all stayed in. We got everybody on the line. They paid 10 cents to call their parents or friends or wherever they were, saying they were going to stay over, and we kept about 500 people overnight in the Springfield Civic Center.
Did the band stay too?
The band left. I can't, but they stayed at the Holiday Inn, so it was no big deal over in West Springfield. That's where I ended up going also. So all you had to do was drive about a mile or two over to the Holiday Inn in West Springfield.
So the folks just stayed in their seats, kind of slept in their seats?
We actually brought everybody into the convention hall, because the big assembly hall, because that was carpeted. And we knew if people wanted to sleep, they'd rather sleep on the carpet. So we had carpeting. And we gave people whatever food was left over in the stands. We just gave it to them, and about 500 people stayed over.
Wow!
1983, there weren't that many SUVs out there.
No, you're right.
It was rear wheel drive. It was snow tires.
Right, some front wheel drive, but not many.
Yeah, not many.
Nope.
Holy crap! 11 o'clock. So Pat Travers goes on, and then is there a big space between Pat Travers and Aerosmith?
There was, but I had asked Pat to play longer. So the show was set to 7:30. You'll see people posted the tickets on my page also. But Pat didn't go on till about 8 because we knew Tyler was getting up there late. The band was there, but not Steven. And so we told him to play long. So he played probably his two hits 12 times or something. But he played for an hour and a half about 9:30. So it didn't seem that long. But it was about an hour and a half until Aerosmith got on, so there was a measure of longer time than normal, that's for sure.
Has anything like that ever happened, besides that, having 500 people at the Springfield Civic Center in 1983? Have you ever had that happen before?
No. We now also can read weather much better. Back then, you couldn't read weather. We have access to weathermen at all times, Live Nation does, and we're on top of things with... You know, things like that happen now. It's lightning storms. If we're at an outdoor show and we see the lightnings within 5 miles, we clear out the lawn. We tell everybody to go back to their cars.
Like,
I never knew where lightning was.
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever had a crowd stuck out in a lightning storm?
Oh, sure. We've had it at Xfinity a number of times. And we've had it at most of our amphitheaters where we sent people back to their cars.
Damn.
Right. No tin hats.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose a customer.
Have you ever had an artist get electrocuted on stage?
No, I have been electrocuted, but no, an artist never did. I've been electrocuted, but I've never had an artist get electrocuted.
Yeah, what happened? You touched the microphone or something, right?
Yeah, we had a Yes show at Dillon Stadium back in 1972 that was going to get canceled because of rain and lightning, and right behind the stage was this powerhouse, and the guy from the parks department hooked up the microphone and said, okay, I'm testing 1, 2, 3. And as he's testing 1, 2, 3, a lightning bolt hits the powerhouse, goes through the microphone, first hits the puddle we're standing in. I go flying back because I got hit electrically by that puddle and the electrics that went through it, he was still holding the microphone, and he had his brains jarbled, and he was never the same person.
Right.
And
holy
had to quit
crap.
The next day and died shortly afterwards from,
holy
from
crap.
All that happened.
Damn.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Right.
Yeah, it was really awful.
Wow. Holy crap.
Man.
Yeah, so...
holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been hit by lightning. I've been in plane crashes. And I always say to people, if it's lightning, stand next to me. The chance of me getting hit by lightning twice is so remote, stand next to me. I'm telling you.
All right, we're going to talk about the plane crash next time we have you on. But Donna in Portland was at that show in Springfield. Hey, Donna.
Hello?
Hey, you stayed overnight?
Yeah, we had to. And then, it's a good thing I told my parents that I was spending the night at a friend's house. They had no idea I went to a concert, and I couldn't get home, and we had to get a hotel close. We couldn't even drive. You couldn't even see. When we got up the next morning, we saw that the band had stayed either in the same hotel or right next door, because we saw the tour bus when we got up the next morning.
Which hotel were you at?
I'm not even
sure. You
don't
remember? Oh, okay.
That was the, who were the Frenchmen outside?
What's that?
All right. Well, thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
No problem. All Have right. a great day.
You too. All right. We're coming up on our break here. Jimmy, thank you for coming on. We got to talk about that plane crash next time.
Yes.
Holy crap. Hit by lightning and in a plane crash.
He's invincible.
Yeah.
Here I am.
he doesn't want to like right. risk it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here I am.
Here I am. Yes, exactly. Live in the now.
Jimmy Coppock, Live Nation Concert God. Thank you, brother.
You got to see you next week, guys.
All right. Give thank you. You.